Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian. And, you know, I'm going to change it up a little bit today. You know, usually we're either interviewing somebody from the tech field or we're talking about new technologies that are out there. I'm going to actually talk about startups. There are a lot of people that are asking me, and they're saying, you know, Jack, what is it? Are there any tricks or are there any tips that you can give us? Well, you know what? I've got six things that I think that are vital for any new startup out there, whether you're a tech startup, whether you're any kind of startup, all right? And I'm going to go through these things, six of them, okay? And now think about this. Number one, build what the real market needs. Think about that for a second, okay? About 40% of startups fail because there is no market for what they need. You have to ask yourself, all right, is there a product or a service that the customer needs? And how can I get my reach out there, all right? So number one, build what the market needs. Number two, be flexible, all right? Make sure that you know how you can start to do things, whether it's going into the cloud, whether it be, you know, on-prem, whether it be in containers. You know, if you're going to build your infrastructure, be flexible. Make sure that you can scale out, you know? I mean, it's great, especially when startups, you know, get going. And what happens, though, is that they seem to forget about where the puck is going. It's the old Wayne Gretzky, you know, line. And you don't go where the puck is, you go to where it's going, all right? So, you know, if you start to think about it a little bit, if you're going to have a situation where you're going to have a big build-out, be flexible with that build-out, all right? So number two is be flexible. Number three, and this is an important one, folks, all right? I'm gonna put this one with a little bit of drama for you before we take our break, and that is remember the employees and coworkers are human beings. You know, it's too often people forget that. It's a head count. You know, I remembered back when I was president of Commerce Bank, I was given a directive to get rid of three heads. And I'm thinking, three heads? Those are three human beings. Those are three families, all right? Build a positive culture if you're doing that. You know, bring in speakers. Do things. Get picnics going. Have outings, all right? Do something for your employees to make sure, and coworkers, to make sure that they don't feel as if they're servants, okay? Remember, these are your coworkers. You will only be as good as the people around you, because if you draw that talent in, folks, the last thing that you want is for that talent to leave. I want you to think about that for a second as we take a couple of minutes. I'll be right back, and I'm going to give you three more, which I think are very important, all startups need to know.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about startups. And before the break, I gave you three of the six tips that I think are absolutely necessary. These are what I would call the foundations, all right, for any startup. I don't care if it's a tech startup. I don't care what startup it is. If you follow these six tips, folks, all right, you're going to end up with a successful, you know, investment, whether you're an entrepreneur or, better yet, a successful entity, all right? The first three, again, I'll go through them again. Build what the market needs. Number two, be flexible. Number three, remember your employees and coworkers are human, all right? Number four, folks, overcome, adapt, and improvise. That is so very important. Don't let yourself get beat, all right? Whatever the traditional model is, start thinking outside the box. Differentiate yourself. Do something that's different. Overcome what things you see out there. Overcome what obstacles might present themselves to you. I think that's so very important. People forget that, all right, because they get scared. All right, which leads me to number five. Don't fear competition. All right, think about that for a second. Too often, you're looking at the competition and they're looking like the big boy. I could not care. You know what? I thrive on that, folks. I guess maybe it's the traitor in me. You know, maybe it's the fact that I'm five and a half. That's right. I throw that half in there when I'm talking. But the reality is that, you know what? When you start to fear the competition, it's like an athlete thinking they're going to get hurt, all right, as they go out to play. You cannot do that. If anything, you got to go out there with an aggressive attitude, full confidence and aggressive. Folks, those two keys right there, confident and aggressive, all right, are so very important. And I think especially when you're launching a new business, a new concept, you have to have those two qualities. And the last thing, folks, number six, and I'm writing these down, and they're going to be, by the way, in the write-up so that you can go through them a little bit. But you know what? Number six, and I think this is probably the key, all right? Know your core competency. You know, instead of trying to take over the world all at once, instead of trying to be everything to everybody, understand what you're good at. Concentrate on that, and then work on all the ancillaries that might come off of that, all right? Because there could be a half a dozen different revenue streams that are created from your core competency. Too often, folks, you get diluted by all of the noise around you. You have to eliminate that noise when you're starting a new business. You have to know what you're good at, and you have to concentrate all of your talents on that specific focus. And then you start to see what happens around. Because if it works, folks, it takes a life of its own. So there you have it, folks. The six tips, in my mind at least, all right, for a successful tech company, tech startup, or better yet, any kind of startup out there, all right? The things that are necessary for success. You've been listening to CloudSense. I'm Jack Barugian. I'll be talking to you soon.